Please join us as we welcome the members of the Nat Adderley Quintet, beginning with Rob Burgard on piano. Walter Booker on bass. Jimmy Cobb on drums. Vincent Herring on saxophone. And on cornet, the great Nat Adderley. Thank you.
by an ex-pianist of ours, a man named Joseph Savidoul. Joe Savidoul in English, Joseph Savidoul in Austria, where he comes from, in Germany. Joseph Savidoul. It's difficult for me to say, but nonetheless, he's bad. He wrote that song titled Scotch and Water, which is what some of us drink, but not many people got from it. But Scotch and Water, Joe Travis. Here's a song composed by another ex-pianist of ours, the late Victor Feldman wrote this one. This one titled New Delhi. New Delhi. Now that's New Delhi, that place in India. It's not a New Delicatessen up the street. We give it all the New Delhi, the Indian New Delhi. Here's New Delhi. Thank you. Well, we're going to do something now that's in the true spirit of what jazz is all about. Music is supposed to be unpredictable and creative. And we're going to do something very unpredictable now because I don't know what this next song is. It seems that our pianist, Rob Buckard, has composed a new song. I have not heard it. I don't know what it's all about. But we're going to play it. The process of playing it, we're going to reveal for the first time to you that we can read music. Normally, we have a lot of rehearsal before we ever play a song for people so that we have time to memorize it. But we do have to read it first. Fortunately for me, I don't seem to be playing on this song. On that part. So whatever else is happening, you're about to hear a premiere performance of a work. It must be something difficult because you see, they keep talking behind my back. Now he's telling Jimmy Cobb something. And Walter Booker does not have his glasses, so I know. Can you make that out better? You need some reading glasses? Huh? You got good ears. Well, whatever happens, remember that this is a first time performance. We don't know what is going on. Uh-oh. No, E-flat. See, when I look and see the E-flat written on there, that ain't me. I'm being huh? You better not have. You do? You do have a part for me? You do? Where is it? Good. You got a part for me. Now you can put it up.
You can help it. Well, it looks like I got a part.
But I don't want it. Okay, so here's a brand new work. I don't know how it's going to come out, but here we go. It's called War Zone. Now, I'm nearsighted, so I can see back there, but I can't see the music. Now I can see the music, but I don't know what y'all doing. Here we go. War Zone. I got the music. Thank you. So now you know that we can read music. Yeah. But under normal circumstances, we wouldn't do that. But we did it tonight because Rob made a subtle hint. He brought all that music out here, and I was looking and said, what is that? He's got a new song he wants to play. All right. So we've done that. Here's an old song. But this is my favorite song. Song I like better than any other song, including war song. Because I wrote this next song. Then the real reason is because it's the song that made the most money for me of any song I've ever written. So I just love this next song. Excuse me. Yeah, I miss them when I don't have them. Yeah, I love this song because I wrote it and so many people recorded it and I made so much money, I thought I had died and gone to royalty heaven. So we're going to play it. Some of you will say, oh, did he write that song? I said, I didn't know he wrote that song. And others of you will say, I don't know why he made such a big deal about that old sad song. But whether you like it or not, it is my favorite. I hope you like it. So that when you hear it again, because a lot of people record it. I hear it all the time. And I keep getting the royalties, so I know that it's being played somewhere. So whatever you do, pay close attention to this one. You didn't have to pay close attention to War Zone. I don't care whether you like that or not. But this one, it really makes me, warms my heart if you like it. This one's called the Work Song. Here's the Work Song.
Thank you. Thank you.
Nat Adderley's quintet will be playing here at Two Basil through Sunday, beginning with Rob Regard on piano. Walter Booker on bass. Jimmy Cobb on drums. Jason Herring on saxophone. And on cornet, the great Nat Adderley.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. That song titled Janine, composed by the late Duke Pearson. Janine. Good song. And right at the end there, walking away with Walter Booker on bass. Great Walter Booker. Here's a new song, one that's relatively new. I know how new it is because I wrote it. It's only been a little while. This one is titled The Big J. The Big J represents a city in Florida, Jacksonville, Florida. Why I call it the Big J, and I won't go through the whole thing because it's not very nice when people are eating. The reason I named it the Big J is sort of, but when everybody's through eating, then I'll tell you what the Big J is all about. But here it is for now, the Big J. Thank you.
Thank you.
We played last set a brand new song composed by Rob Bacard. Rob Bacard at the piano has been prolific with new songs in the last little while. We're going to feature Rob Bacard playing an unaccompanied solo, playing another one of his new songs. He's been getting them out. So we don't know what this is. We've never heard it. And of course, you're being treated to a premiere performance of a new work by Rob Bacard. Thank you. have no more answers. And the next one is going to be, what's the question? No more answers. Love for God. Yeah. Here's a song composed by an ex-pianist of ours, a man named Victor Feldman. Victor wrote this song titled The Chant. At least we call it The Chant. Victor was from England, and he called it The Chant. But when we tried to play The Chant, it came out very British. You know, and rhythm don't swing that much. You know, so we had a serious problem trying to play The Chant because we couldn't get it moving around. So we don't play The Chant anymore. We play The Chant and didn't lead off anything. So here it is, Victor Feldman's composition, The Chant.
Thank you. Thank you. again, ladies and gentlemen, our multi-talented pianist, composer, arranger, swinger, and Rob Proctor. Our great station is the great Walter Booker on bass. And our legend playing drums, how about the legendary Jimmy Carr? Again, our absolutely amazing young alto saxophone is Vincent Herring. And it's time for us to take another elevator, get ourselves together, and come back and play the next one. So we hope you don't have to leave, because we got a lot more to go. So, it's intermission, y'all. Hang in there. See you in a little bit. Come on.
Thank you.
Hip-hop soul.
Hip-hop soul composed by my brother, the late Cannonball Adderley. Hip-hop soul. Here's a standard. We're going to play a standard song just to let you know that we can play a recognizable melody.
Thank you. Thank you.
Johnson Harris, I'll go with that. And the treasurer, Johnson Harris.
And now we're going to play a Grammy Award winning song. Yeah, we won a Grammy. Big deal to win a Grammy. Don't mean nothing, but it's good for your ego. So here it is. Just mercy, mercy, mercy.
Thank you.
composer, arranger, Rob Rockgod. And once again, our great patron is the great Paul Jupiter. And now, magnificent drummer, Mr. Jimmy Cobb. And on alto saxophone, a brilliant young alto saxophone, Mr. Terry. Well, the time was to go. Thank you so much for coming. Night this week and all next week. If you get a chance, come back in and check us out. But for now, good night, y'all. See you later.
Please pick up the Sweet Basil program and Sweet Basil t-shirts, of course.